My Mac Podcast 1005. Well, who saw that coming?
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the MyMac.com podcast. Now, this week, coming up, Apple is unveiling a new member of the family. Isn't that special? On February 19th, it has a lot of people buzzing with excitement, except I'm not one of them. Really, because most of the potential items aren't things I want or already have the last generation of, but we won't let that stop us from speculating on it later on. Who knows? If it really is something exciting, maybe it'll make me regret a recent purchase, because what's life without huge amounts of regret? Hey, Gaz, how you doing?
I think around the world, there are a lot of people who have regrets. Around the world, I said. I wasn't being specific.
Okay. Not specific.
Yeah. Non-specific. That's a non-specific regret analogy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
The French are regretting playing us at Twickenham last week. That's, you know.
Really?
I'll tell you what they are regretting. Not catching the bloody ball. That's what they're regretting. Oh, dear. No regrets from this side, though, I've got to say.
We actually have some feedback on that.
Do we?
Coming up.
Do we?
Pretty sure. Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Do we? What sort of feedback? Has Mr. Cheesed off sent
anything? No. Actually, I don't think he has.
Well, I think you need to go and look, because I think he did.
I will look.
Been doing a lot of cycling this week. Actually, yesterday I went out. It was dry here. It's been wet all day here today. Awful. If I look out the window, for those on YouTube, I'm now looking out of the window. And it's been really wet and horrible. But yesterday it was cold, not too breezy, though I did have a bit of a headwind on the way back. But I decided to go out on a cycle ride and went for 46 miles, and it was very nice. And on Tuesday we went out for I think that was about a 48, 49 mile bike ride as well. A couple of days of volunteering, a little bit on my Mac. Just all the normal stuff, really. Just enjoying life, enjoying the news from around the world.
Yeah. Everything is on fire forever.
Yeah. And today I saw a piece of an article where they were talking to this NASA astronaut that said, mm-hmm. Well, this meteorite, it's heading for us. It's going to hit us in 2032.
Yay. Let's find more things to worry about so far into the future that we'll just be at high levels of anxiety before it even gets here.
Actually, he was saying there is a good thing, because they can nudge it out the way and they'll know in the next year or two whether it's going to be definitely hitting us or not. Maybe. Could do. Not sure. Might miss. It's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Anyway.
Man, use some of those nukes that we have so many of. And just...
Well, the thing is that they've already done the experiment, haven't they? They did that experiment a couple of years ago where they sent a rocket up and they just smashed into a meteorite to see what sort of reaction it had, and it moved its trajectory. And basically, if you do that even just slightly early enough, it's enough to miss us. Because do you know what, Guy? Space is rather big.
What?
Did you know that?
No. Really, this is a flat Earth. It's a flat Earth. There's the firmament, and then there's a big dome over
us.
That's
fine. I realize that, but the place in which the Earth is big.
Well, you say that. No, I'm kidding. I am not a flat earther. So before anybody starts going, he's one of us.
Why do you keep having that conversation with me then? Why do you keep telling me it's flat?
Because I'm trying to convince you subtly.
Ah, right.
Right, because I'm, in everything else, I am so subtle. Just completely transparent in everything I do.
Talk to me. What have you been doing this week?
Okay, well, file this under an amazing coincidence, but the M4 Mac Mini, and I think this is the first time I've talked about it on the show, the M4 Mac Mini Pro that I ordered like a week and a half ago is also supposed to arrive February 19th. Coincidence? I think not. I think that Apple is going to release something that's going to make me go, why did I get an M4 Mac Mini Pro? But we'll see.
No, they're not. No, they're
probably not. Yeah, it'll be more along the lines of, hey, here's a new AirTag. Oh, shut up, Apple. What's wrong with you? Nobody wants new AirTags that I know of.
You say that. You say that.
But then the flat earthers want new AirTags. I'm going to over to
and
my.
Do you know why they want them?
Tell me.
They're flat.
They're flat, right. Anything that's flat is good. Good flat.
Especially
round,
if it's
bad.
A disc. Especially if it's a disc that's
ooh,
flat.
Ooh, I didn't even. The good call.
I've got to say, the best flat earther I ever saw was, and he said, yeah, well, I can tell you that the globe is flat. What did you just say?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just called it a globe, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that. Tonight, as a matter of fact, I'm going over to my son Peter's house to get fleeced. Wait, hold on. I mean, try my hand in their monthly Texas. Words are hard. Texas Hold'em game. I love playing poker, like low stakes poker. And there used to be like a neighborhood game that we would all get together like once a month. And then these crazy thing like kids in life got in the way. The hell, what's wrong with people? I'm still on my beautiful Lewitt 440 Pure. And for people who will be looking in YouTube, all six of you, for the video for last week's show, don't look too hard because it's never going to be there.
But Guy.
Yeah.
That indication that you've just done there is people that are looking for the YouTube as because they want to now watch what they've just heard on the podcast.
Right.
Are you sure that the people watching on YouTube also want to listen to this show repeatedly? I've got a feeling that they're not hearing what you've just said.
I didn't even hear what I just said.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Let's get straight over to Gazzy's stick.
Well, no. Hold on.
Oh. Ooh,
there is a new old thing that we're going to start doing.
Oh, I've just noticed.
Right.
Wowzers.
Because
wowzers.
I don't know if you have it ready. Do you have that particular person's audio file ready?
I can get it ready. I've just got to make sure. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one I'm going to choose because I've got three. I'm going to choose the middle one.
Okay. Good enough. The owner of the website and creator of this podcast, excuse me. Right. Tim Robertson. That's the one right there. He's kind of trying to bring the site back to what it used to be instead of just like a podcast aggregator, which it kind of became after a while, and get more articles, opinion pieces, reviews, things like that. And there are two recent articles, and I hope to also be writing a little bit more, that Tim wrote himself. The first one is Credit Karma is Not Real by Tim Robertson.
Greetings, Tim the Enchanter.
Okay, good enough. The second one is Captain America Brave New World Review by Tim Robertson.
There are some who call me Tim.
Yes, there are some who call him Tim. And this was something we did for a really, really long time. And then it just became more about podcasts, and it just didn't seem to make much sense anymore. But this is something that we're going to start doing. We want to encourage people to go over to the mymac.com website and read the articles.
Here's an idea, Guy.
Yeah.
How about you and I perhaps read those articles if there's not hundreds of them, which I don't think there will be, but even if there's tens, you know, if there's a lot, we could pick out a few, but how about we read through them and not give a pricey on here because we want people to go and read them, but just give our thoughts on them, maybe.
Yeah, we could do that. is, yeah. you know, it just, the show keeps getting longer and longer, Gaz. So I don't know how far down that road we want to go.
We can make it shorter and shorter.
We could. We just read it really fast. That's it. How'd you like it?
Okay. Welcome to Gaz's Snippets.
There you go.
See, I can make it shorter.
You can.
DeepSeek.
Oh, God.
You're going to like this. You're going to like this. DeepSeek, iOS, allegedly collecting and sending user data.
What?
Who defunct it? iOS 18.3.1 update released with bug fixes and security patches. Guess what, guy? The Super Bowl 59, and I think I remember a few weeks ago when I was talking to Carl, I couldn't remember the number of the Super Bowl, but I know it's 59. The halftime show is now available to watch online. Yeah. Now, the only reason that I am mentioning this is because it is the Apple Music halftime show. That doesn't mean anything to anybody, really. So anyway, it's available. Apple increases Mac trade-in values in the United States for a limited time. That limited time, I think, is through to April 2nd. Now, Guy, did you take advantage of this or have you already lost out?
I'm not turning my old Mac Mini in.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be giving that to wife Tracy to replace her 2017 iMac.
Yes or no would have done.
Okay.
Apple fixes.
No, I need more explanation is required.
You want it shorter?
No.
Shut the up.
No, never.
Apple fixes zero-day exploited in extremely sophisticated attacks. So relating to the 18.3.1, this just gave me a little bit more. So Apple has released an emergency security updates for iOS 18.3.1 and iPad OS 18.3.1 to patch a zero-day vulnerability, CVE 2025-24200, that was exploited in extremely sophisticated target attacks. The flaw, which allowed physical attack on a disabled USB restricted mode on locked devices, was discovered by Citizen Lab and may have been used in spyware campaigns. So what we're saying is we strongly advise you update.
Yes.
There's also been Mac Sonoma 14.7.4 and Mac OS Ventura 13.7.4 with security updates. Not quite sure why they've done that so much, though. Apple officially now owns Pixelmator and Photomator, so we shall see what appears from them in the coming years, I would say, in terms of those two applications and how they blend them in to their current portfolio of applications.
That would fill a center section.
Oh, yes. Apple Maps now uses Gulf of America name in US, and it will roll out globally soon. Not seeing it in the UK yet. And I've seen a few people responding to Apple doing that online. It's made me laugh. Apps sold location data for US military and intelligence personnel serving overseas. It was discovered last year that was discovered last year that location data for US military and intelligence personnel serving overseas was being sold by a Florida-based data broker. But the source of that sensitive data was unclear at the time. It's now been revealed that the data was captured by a variety of mobile apps with revenue sharing agreements with a Lithuanian ad tech company and then resold by an American company. You follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Apple has announced a new Apple Health study that uses iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods. Apple is launching a holistic health study that aims to determine how Apple products play a role in advancing and improving physical health, mental health, and overall well-being.
Which certainly helped my mental health.
Good for them. We've talked about that in the past, that we think that Apple Health going down that route is going to be a big money spinner for them.
All you have to do is look at every single quarter when they announce how much money they made to see how much services alone. It's like the second biggest moneymaker after the iPhone.
I mean,
now.
The thing is, it's not just on the services. It sells the products, which then brings money into that services background, doesn't it?
Yes.
iPhone users are upgrading devices faster now. However, people are thinking that it's likely for Apple Intelligence. The only problem is, if you've got an older phone, it's no point thinking you're going to get Apple Intelligence.
No.
Because it ain't going to happen. President Trump has nominated an Apple exec to serve as a top auto safety administrator. I quite like this one. President Donald Trump has nominated an Apple employee to serve as the nation's top auto safety administrator, overseeing a number of ongoing safety probes into Tesla.
Well, right.
Guy's not going to say a word. I'm going to move on. The Apple TV app is now available on Android. Apple shares a new ad promoting the Apple TV Plus app for Android. So, yeah. If you're listening to this and you've got an Android, why you'd be listening to us when you've got an Android? You know. Unless you've got a Mac, of course.
We're just a couple of funny guys, you know. This is a solid hour to an hour and a half of entertainment.
It's like, just relax, folks. Yeah. Chill out and listen to the G-Men because it's meaningless.
Yeah, just Apple have Maps. A beer, you know. Tell your friends, tell them to have a beer.
But listen,
just drink.
Apple Maps cycling directions expand across UK and Ireland. Well, they still can't give me a cycling route on the road from where I live to 3 miles away from the town. Mm. So they need to sort something out. Apple has resumed advertising on Elon Musk's X after a 15-month pause.
Mm.
US lawmakers press Trump admin to oppose the UK's order for an Apple iCloud backdoor. I don't think that the US is the only country asking for their administrators to ask the UK not to do that. It's a silly idea, and I'm not going to read the thing out that I did last week because it's just stupid.
It is
well,
just
that's
so
not stupid.
Stupid.
That's not stupid. What the UK are trying are asking to do is stupid.
Yes, yes.
Very stupid. Massively stupid. Let's not go there.
There are very many stupid people right now going, wow, that's stupid.
Yes, which makes the request even stupider.
Yes, it does.
And that's not a word.
Yeah, close enough.
It's more stupid, folks. Okay.
Stupidest.
But I like stupider. Yeah. Apple starts sales of refurbished M4 MacBook Pro and M4 Mac mini computers. That's pretty good. Not pretty quick, I think. So I shall, you know, perhaps keep my eye out and get an M4 Mac mini. Top range, top spec.
For less than what some other people paid.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. PowerPeats Pro 2, now available at Apple stores. Cool, good. I've heard quite a lot of talking about that. However, I've also heard that people are struggling to get them to align with one device but pay music off another. So let me give you an example. Let's say I want to listen to music on my iPhone, but I want the heartbeat monitor to be registered with my Mac, for example, or another device which is picking up the heartbeat so it can register that information when I'm on the bike. Apparently, they don't allow you to do that, which is crazy. So we hope they fix that. Yes. Severance is a rare Apple streaming success based on the latest Nielsen viewership numbers. Now, I'm not big on Nielsen viewership numbers, I'm afraid. It is something which I don't really get into. But overall, let's see if I can find where it came in. This is overall original series. No, I can't find it. Now, here we go. So the original series, American Primeval, Netflix, 1.41 billion. Squid Game, Netflix, 1.25 billion. Landman, Paramount, 1.05 billion. Severance, which is in fourth place, Apple TV Plus, 589 million. So it's half of the third place positioned Landman on Paramount. I don't got no idea what that is because, well, I don't have Paramount, which is a bit ridiculous. Okay, a rare business card signed by Steve Jobs has gone up for auction. When we see what the response to that is, we'll let you know, but it's probably going to go for a few dollars more. See what I did there. See what I did there. TikTok has now returned to Apple App Store and Google Play in the US. Didn't take long at all. That didn't. A watchdog has pondered why Apple doesn't apply its strict apt tracking rules, or app, not apt, tracking rules to itself. Germany's Federal Cartel Office voices concerns that the iPhone maker may be breaking competition law. Apple is feeling the heat over its acclaimed iPhone privacy policy after a German regulator review of iOS tracking consent alleged that the tech giant exempted itself from the rules it enforces on third-party developers. Come on, Apple, you can't play that game, I'm afraid. I know it's what some people in governments around the world are doing at the moment. One rule for one, another rule for us, but you can't do that. Okay, Apple intelligence plan for China detailed in a new report. Apple is working to bring its AI features to China as early as May, with Alibaba and Baidu acting as local partners to help the company meet its strict state regulations. No Tiananmen Square references, I would assume. Apple adds new requirement for migrating purchases between accounts. Earlier this week or last week, Apple made a lot of long-time Apple App Store customers happy. After years of asking for a way to merge Apple accounts, Apple released a tool enabling the ability to move purchases from one Apple account to another Apple account. The only catch, there are a lot of requirements that each account must meet. Read it and weep, I'm afraid. I'm not going to go through it. iPhone SE likely to become more popular than ever, according to
rumors.
Yes, Mr. Cho himself. Old Mingy, as I call him. Or Mingy. Or Minging.
Minging.
Minging Mocho. Netflix isn't adding Apple TV integration after all.
it was a mistake.
Earlier this week, some Netflix users in the United States began seeing Netflix content in the Apple TV app. Yeah, it was a mistake. It shouldn't have been there. It was a bug. It gone, folks. Yep. It gone. Guess when Apple launched the MacBook Pro, Guy?
Tell me.
19 years ago.
I was just a wee snipper of a man.
Yes, I was still earning money. Apple announces a new downtown Detroit store is coming soon. And that is the end of Gaz's snippets. Ooh, wait. I'm not sure whether I should say this or not, really.
Got a link?
I saw it and it made me laugh. So here's a Gaz's link. The Doge website, that's the Department of Governmental Efficiency website, is seemingly so insecure it can be edited by anyone. I'd like to make a point that makes it efficient.
That's just as efficient as Wikipedia.
And that is the end of Gaz's link.
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
You're all right there, chap?
Yeah, I had to bow out for just a second there.
I didn't notice.
Oh, you really? You didn't see that I'd left? Or is this just your way of saying, why are you bringing it up?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you watch the video, which I am recording, you will see me suddenly get up and walk away. All right. And again, what seems to be a never-ending amount of Carl's 1,000 show snippets. And this week and the show after this one. Then we're done, I swear. And it's not that we don't appreciate them, because they're all great.
No, we love them.
It's just that it has taken, we're on like the fifth show past 1,000, and we still have them, which tells you that Carl has an amazing imagination for insulting us.
It's not a surprise to me.
No, no, it's really not. Oh, I could not find, I don't know if you have it, I could not find Mr. Cheesed Off if we have a new one.
Okay.
Well, 30, we played 34 and 35 last week.
I think we do. So you carry on.
I will carry on. Out
and drag this out for as long as you can. I'll see if I can dig it out.
Okay, well, because we got the center section right after this.
Yeah.
So I'll just sit here and wait.
Mm-hmm. No, you carry on.
I'm going to play the bumpers. Here we go. Here's the first one.
Two voices, one mission. To make you wonder why the hell you're still listening. The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
Yeah, we kind of say that every week, too.
If you thought this was educational, you might be due a refund. The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
Department of Podcasting Information. Yeah, contact them. They'll tell you.
Put in the mer in Mermac. It's the G-Men on a Mermac podcast.
Imagination. That's what it is. Okay last one for this week.
Can I just ask the question? Before we jump in? Did you say you've got number 35?
Yes, and we played it last week.
Well, if we did, we did something quite incredible because I don't think we received that till Monday. So play 35 again if you've got 35, and when we come to that point, and we'll see.
Okay, I will take a look here right after I play this last bumper for this week.
Because Someone has to explain Apple News badly. The G-Man on the My Mac podcast.
Yeah, that's us. Badly. Okay, no, we played 33 and 34.
There you go, you see. I'm on the ball, you know. I'm on the ball. Anybody, Wilf, come here. Anybody, Wilf, come here. Oh, no, he's gone. I thought I was going to put Wilf on the show then, but no. Come on, Wilf. Come and see. No, he's not coming in.
Okay. Well.
Hello, Guy and Gaz.
No.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesed Off here. Hello, Guy.
Oh, what are you doing, Guy? Oh,
I'm trying to get rid of the two previous ones.
Well, don't. Just carry on with the last bumper that you were going to play.
I already played the last bumper.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to play another one.
No, that was it. We have four for next week, or four for the next show. And then we've played them all. All right.
Professionalism at its finest.
That is our middle name. Professional podcast. And wait until I retire and can do this all the time. Boy, will you get some quality information then.
Well, he'll just edit this out, folks. That's all he'll do. So, folks, yep. You're not wrong. He edited it all out.
I did.
I mean, we were talking for about an hour, and it's all gone. All gone into the ether.
Yeah, we had some technical problems there.
Yeah.
And
I mean, what are the odds that you would have edited it?
Oh, you, I knew it. I even knew it was coming.
Anyway, yeah, we both said in What Are the Odds that that we were going to give an iPhone SE a 100% chance. And I've got to say, when I was going through the snippets, they were going crackers on an iPhone.
Yeah, there was really no point in saying it over and over again in snippets.
So,
okay, yeah, so let's finally get to the part where we talk about what is going to be coming up on the 19th that we maybe talked about in a previous show with a game that nobody wants to know about. The iPhone SE 4. Here are the rumored specs, and I don't agree with a lot of this. It says a larger 6.1-inch OLED display. If you're going to put out a 6.1-inch display, then what makes it different from the current one?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a smaller display than that.
I agree. Well, I hope it's going to be a smaller display.
Yeah. A18 chip with 8 gigs of RAM, fine. Face ID instead of Touch ID, not a surprise. 48 megapixel rear camera, not a surprise.
You think it's going to be 48 megapixels?
Yeah, I think they're going to put a decent camera in it.
Okay.
USB-C port and Apple Intelligence support.
Yep. Yep. Definitely on the last one.
And, you know, please,
if it has it and it's reasonable price, it'll fly off the shelves.
It will. It will. And anything to get rid of that other port. Not Lightning. Yeah, Lightning.
The Lightning port, yeah.
Yeah. Time to get rid of that.
To go to the USB-C.
Exactly. Yeah. Next, possibly an M4 MacBook Air. Now, I said 100% and you said 75%.
Yeah, but I said 75% considering we were going through a longer range. I'm pretty doubtful about next week on that, for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is all speculation.
Yeah. Really?
I know, isn't it wild? It's currently powered by an M2 processor. It's supposed to have, and so much of this is just like analysts saying, well, let's just throw crap under the wall and see what sticks. Improved performance and efficiency. Who would have guessed that going from an M2 processor to an M4 would give you improved performance and efficiency?
Who'd have funked it?
I don't know. Crazy talk. Increased battery life, support for up to 32 gigs of RAM, and the ability to connect the two external displays while the laptop is open. Quite frankly, it should be able to connect the two external displays while closed. But possibly that's a whole nother topic. New HomePod device. There is some speculation that suggests that Apple might introduce a new HomePod product. And based on the aforementioned game show, there were two things here. One was new HomePod, and the other one was, will Apple add a screen and then call it something else?
And interestingly enough, I went on a relatively higher score that a new HomePod was coming out. But off the back of that, if a new HomePod comes out, I was pretty convinced it was going to be a new HomePod with a screen.
Right, right. You said 100, I said 0.
Yeah, and but on the HomePod,
put me in the hole if it does.
On the HomePod bit, though, you said 50 and I said 80. So yeah, that's why I just... Anyway.
Well, if there's any kind of HomePod, that's going to give you more points than me. Yep.
Yes.
Well, anyway, based on past performance, I think I'll do very well.
Folks may be going, why are you reiterating the game that you did last week? The reason we're doing this now is there is pretty much confirmed something is going to be released next week. Or
yes.
This coming week or the week that you're listening to this show.
Whenever that is. It will be out before that Wednesday, and you'll probably be yelling at your CarPlay monitor if you're listening to this past that Wednesday. But this is what we do.
Well, there's nothing new there, Guy.
No.
There's nothing new there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the center section was. I'm yelling at the CarPlay. All right, the last thing, and this is the one that'll be kind of like, oh, come on. Mac Studio.
This is the one that might upset Guy, folks.
Yeah. Even and we'll talk about that in a second. But the we're talking about a Mac Studio with an M4 Ultra chip, and it is within the realm of possibility. But the reason why I would get upset, but not really upset, is because I just bought that Mac Mini Pro, which is that the Max? Or no, it's the M4 Pro.
I don't know.
Chip.
You bought it.
No, I'm just trying to remember how Apple labels their processors. You've got the You got the regular NAND. Let's just use M4. You got the M4, and you have the M4 Pro, which is what the Mac Mini has. Then with the Studio, you go all the way up to the Ultra, and then with the Mac Pro, you get the what's the next one? Extreme. Is that what they were calling that? It's been so long.
I don't know. Do you want me to have a look?
No, it's all right. It doesn't. I mean, this is all speculation. But the reason why I would be upset but not upset is I just bought a computer whose specs might be not outdated but overrun by another computer that Apple's putting out. The reason why I'm not upset is the amount of money that I would have to spend for a new Mac Studio with a better chip than what the Mac Mini is going to have puts it in the category of, you know, no, you're not going to buy that, guy, because you may be dumb, but you're not that dumb. So those are the four things. Unless, do you have anything else that you think might?
No, just to clarify, though, the top end Mac Mini, they're just calling it an Apple M4 Pro chip.
Right.
With various amounts of cores.
Yeah, it has more cores than the regular M4.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I've got nothing else to add. I think that's I think that'll do it.
Okay, very good. Hmm. Head nodding.
Tip. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Okay, so I've got two tips here, very quick. I came across a fact that you can change the view now in iOS 18 of your calendar. When you're looking at your calendar, I can't do it because my phone's actually, I'm pointing at my phone here.
So, okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
if you want it for? If you want this recording to continue, I use the phone to describe what I'm doing, then that's not going to work. Anyway, when you go into calendar on your iOS device, or certainly your iOS 18 plus device, there are three icons on the top of the calendar. The one is a plus, which is obviously add a new event. Another one is the search icon, the little magnifying glass. And next to that, there is like a selection process. And from that selection process, you can actually choose either, I think, compact, stacked, and details. But each of those now you can go in, and what you can do is you can pinch to zoom in, which I never knew about before. So go in and just have a look at it, because you may find that process of pinching. So, you know, when you want to, you know, you've got your overview of your calendar, but when you want to just zoom in onto something rather than changing the view or double clicking, if you pinch, it then brings it up into different levels of details, which I found quite interesting. I'm going to try that out this week much more. I found it out today and was looking at it and thought, ooh, nice. So give it a go, folks. The other thing, which is something which I'm pretty sure I've mentioned before, I use the dock quite a lot, but it's on the left-hand side of my screen, and it's a certain length, and I don't want it to grow. The way, if you've got lots of apps open, that dock can grow because it puts the most recent apps in the bottom left-hand corner, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. However, there is a way when you go into your system settings, go into desktop and dock, there is an item there which says automatically, minimize windows into the application icon. So the application will still appear on your dock, but when you minimize it, it won't add it as a separate screen at the bottom. It will minimize that screen into your dock. And then what I then do, if I've got lots of windows open within an application, is I'll perhaps open the dock, double click on the icon, and I'm looking at it now, I can see that I've got four windows for Safari open, and it gives me a check. It gives a diamond shape next to the ones that are minimized that aren't open on your screen, and it'll give you a check mark, a tick, next to one that may well be open on your screen. But I always minimize the windows into the application icon. And I like the way that works. Don't you, Guy?
I do. One other thing that I do, and I'm kind of sorry I'm bringing it up because I can't remember the name of it. I have an extension that kind of works the way it does in Windows. When you hover over something in your dock, if you have multiple windows open, it'll show you all of those various windows.
Oh, yes. I can't remember what the name of that app is.
I talked about that quite a few shows ago, and I'm still using it. And it's an amazing, I wish that this was something that Apple would just add, because it works really well on Windows as well.
I agree with you.
I do. And I'm going to stop talking about it because I don't remember the name of it.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Okay, is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay, we are We are going to move on from that. Merker. I don't know why I said that. We have some feedback from last week. Oh, stop pretending you're frozen. You're not frozen. Let it go. You're not frozen.
Very good.
I know.
Do you know, that was very good. I like
just,
that.
Just like I'm professional, except for not knowing the names of programs that I'm recommending.
Well, our middle names are pro.
It is. It really, really is. Now, we have some feedback. And this came in over both Mastodon and Blue Sky from Willie Newhouse. I think that's how you pronounce it. And he says, and this is mostly in regards to what you were talking about last week and a little bit this week. He says, FYI, the French are not called Frenchies by me. I refer to them as froggies because they eat lots of frog legs.
Well, if you remember, it was the Frenchies referring to themselves as Frenchies.
Yeah, but you called them Frenchies.
Because that's
what
we're
just pissing off all the people in France right now.
No, they called themselves Frenchies. I'm just saying, we won, by the way.
Yeah. So that's another thing they can get pissed off about. So sorry, Mr. Frenchies. But
anyway, thank you. Yes, thank you,
Willie. We do appreciate it.
Frog's legs. That is something which, if you say frog's legs in the UK, most people will know you're talking about a Frenchman.
Right.
Too.
And they taste just like chicken. So why not just eat chicken?
The funny thing is, I think they do taste a little bit like chicken, but they have what I deem to be a bit of a fishy after smell.
Oh, yay. Because that's the best of both worlds. Yeah. You know, it's like escargot. Who came up, and I know off topic, who came up with the idea that snails would be tasty? And the only way to make them tasty was to smother them in butter and garlic. At some point, you just say, why don't you just eat butter and garlic? All right. We do.
That's heart attack food, that is, isn't it?
Yeah. We do have a Mr. Cheesed Off this week, Gaz. Did you?
Do we? That? Really?
We do. And I was right on top of it the entire time. Okay. Here it is.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesed Off here.
Hi.
Well, what are the odds? You've gone and done another episode of What Are the Odds? Honestly, lads, what are the odds? You'd recycle the same nonsense again, even when there hasn't even been an Apple event announced. I mean, really, what are the odds? Do you think? You know what our listeners need? More baseless predictions pulled straight from the mystical realm of probably not. What are the odds that any of this makes sense? Slim to none. What are the odds that your predictions are even remotely accurate? About the same as me becoming the next CEO of Apple. What are the odds that by next week, you'd have forgotten half the things you predicted? I'd say 100%, but I don't want to overestimate. And here's the kicker. What are the odds that anyone asked for this? Didn't a listener write in and say, you know what I need in my life? More wild guesses with absolutely no context. No, I don't think so. Honestly, lads, what are the odds? I'll never understand your logic. Lower than the battery life of an old iPhone running iOS 18. I don't know, but you can guess what? All of this really cheeses me off.
Well, Mr. Cheesed Off, then you're going to love this week's show.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Speaking of bumpers, you can send them in, say whatever you want. Please keep them between 5 to 10 seconds unless it's feedback for something else. And if you must use naughty words, Marcus, that's fine, but they will be beeped. And Gaz, if people wanted to send us feedback saying, please stop doing What Are the Odds? Damn it. How would they do so?
Ever so easy, Guy. Ever so easy. You send an email to Gaz, at mymac.com. You can also contact me on various social medias as Gazmaz, Mastodon. What's the other one?
Blue Sky? Are you on Blue Sky?
Blue Sky and it was Mastodon and... Oh, what was it?
Twigs?
The other one that we... Well, I'm on lots. I'm on Threads. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Strava. I'm on Twatface, although you may not find me at Gazmaz. So if you can't find me, send an email to Gaz. You see the way I always round back to that?
Right,
GAZ@mymac.com. You can also find both myself and Guy on Blue Sky and Twitter as Guy and Gaz. That's GUYANDGAZZ. Wait for it. Z.
Cars.
You can also send an email into us via feedback, if the bleeding VACK at mymac.com. I will beat you one day.
One of these days. Except I don't say all the letters. I just go mymac.com.
You do. You cheat.
I do.
His name was Guy.
Hey.
Guy says.
Wait, hold on. I screwed up.
Yeah.
Do we know it was a guy?
We do.
He's the guy.
Guy's the one.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
If somebody wanted to send
an email from Guy.
No fool, and
how would they do it?
Oh, all you would have to do is go to your email client of choice and then type in.
Oh, I've moved on. I've not got focus on the right app.
At mymac.com. That's GUY at mymac.com. I'm on lots of different social networks, but really the easiest way to get a hold of me is either Mac Parrot or Vert Shark. Over there on Twix or Mac Parrot on Blue Sky.
Is that why you are here?
What?
What?
Why did that play?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is this not why you are here?
Are we not entertained? Those are the basic those are the basic social networks that I spend. I don't know if you can say I spend time on them, because they're both such dumpster fires that I just go and look, see if there's any notifications, and if there isn't, I move on. You can also there's also a way to contact us via Google Voice, isn't there, Gaz?
There is.
Call 703-284-677 for the MyMac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-677. Get in touch now. Your call is our tech-driven.
And if you didn't get that number, here it is again.
Call them anyway. That's 703-828-4677.
So remember, that number is 703-828-4677. And remember, if you do call that number, you have to put the country code in, which is 1, and then the number, and chances are you will incur charges if you dial it directly, unless you got some way to screw the man. And then go ahead and do that, because we're all in favor of screwing the man. Well, it didn't quite come out right, did it?
No,
it didn't. So we'll just move on from there. There's all kinds of other ways you can get a hold of us and send us audio files. So do that instead. If you would like to help support this occasional informational and other times not so informational show, a professional. This is a professional podcast, and we have nearly 800 shows to show just how professional we are. You could send that to patreon.com/MacPettit. You can also support me via Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/MacPettit, or you can pay a pal.
Oh, Christ, I missed all those parrots.
You did. There's two. Oh, right. Okay. You got it. You caught up. Maybe. There's also PayPal, paypal.me/MacPettit. And guess. I want to tell everyone, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. All kidding and joking aside, we really, really do appreciate the fact that you download and listen. Damn it, listen to this show. And I think that we're good enough. Not this week. And that Guy was smart enough. Definitely not this week. And that doggone it, Wilf, who was in the room momentarily. And then ran away. Wilf. People like us.
Guy, I'm reading an anti-gravity book and I just can't put it down.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, the Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
Yeah, I thought you weren't going to be available till tomorrow.
No, that was last week.
Or maybe that's next week. Or is it you're not available?
Next week I'm not available Saturday.
Okay, hold on. I'm bringing up my calendar. Saturday.
This week was fine. Last week it was Sunday only. This week it's fine. Next week it's Sunday only. The week after that,
Hold on, Gaz.
Week after that, I'm away.
Gaz, no potty. Saturday.
His name was Guy.
But you can potty Sunday.
Yeah.
Gaz potty. Okay, and then the weekend of the 15th, 16th.
That's this weekend.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay.
That's like now, man. The here and now, man.
All right. I'm going to, because I put it on the 8th for some stupid reason. It doesn't matter because you're not of it. We're talking next weekend, the 22nd, Gaz No Potty. Something sounds vaguely naughty about it.
Do you want me to tell you some? Do you want me to tell you some more though?
Yeah, March 1st and 2nd.
No, I'm in Italy.
No potty at all.
I'm in Italy, and we can speak a little bit about this. I don't mind talking about it a little bit.
Guess Italy,
but we'll perhaps talk about it next week rather than this week.
And then you're not going to be available that next weekend.
8th and 9th, I'm then in Spain.
Right, skiing.
No, I was skiing the week before. I'm cycling then. You can ski in Spain. You do know that, don't you?
No, you can't ever.
Yes, you can.
I have a Spanish sister-in-law. I know everything about Spain.
Are you turning MAGA?
God, no. Tracy and I have started watching Father Tim.
Father Ted.
Father Ted, yeah. We're still on the first season. I can't believe that there's 13 seasons of that show.
But it's
quite entertaining, but it's weird in the same time because they kind of play fast and loose with the personalities and descriptions of the two women that are kind of the semi-leads as well. You've got you have the woman who's the secretary, and then you have the kind of rich woman.
I'll be honest with you. I hear more snippets and quick stuff from Father Ted than I've ever watched of Father Ted.
Okay.
Because we never really got into it and watched it, but it's everybody I talk to say they love Father Ted.
It's a fun show to watch, but as far as like murder mystery kind of thing goes, it's usually pretty obvious.
It's not really murder mystery, is it, Father Ted?
No. It's usually pretty obvious. Number one, who the victim is going to be. My wife and I actually
are you talking about the same program? Father Ted is a comedy.
Father Ted is he's the priest in the church who is solving mysteries when people get murdered.
I don't think
maybe
that's
we're
Father
talking
Ted.
About a different show.
That's not the Father Ted that I know of.
Okay. Well, that's whatever show it is I'm watching. I don't even know. Let me go over to...
I'm pretty certain Father Ted, the Father Ted that I know, ain't that. I think you need to just clarify with me exactly the program
you're
watching.
I'm trying to remember what network that's on. It might be Netflix, which means I'm not going to see it here. No, I'm not going to see it here on Apple TV.
Let me send you a link to the Father Ted that I know. Copy and I'll send it. How am I going to send it to you? I'll send it in the StreamYard chat.
Oh, okay.
There you go. That's a link to the IMDb. Father Ted. I think you'll know as soon as you see
it's not coming up.
The page. Well, it's there. I've sent it.
Oh, private chat. Never mind. Never mind. I found it.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way I talk to you in. This is definitely is it an American series you're talking about?
No, this is definitely an English series.
Father Brown?
Maybe.
How many series? That's got 13 series. It's got 12 series at least. Father Brown. I think that must be it. I can't imagine that I've ever watched that, to be honest with you.
Well, let me see. Let me look for far.
I think it didn't do very well over here, so let's send it to the Americans.
No, there's like 13 seasons of it.
Well, Father Brown's got at least 12 seasons. Season 12.
Yes, Father Brown, that's it.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Are you looking at the IMDb page?
No, not yet. Let me go into IMDb and find it. Father Brown. Yeah, well, I've never watched Father Brown.
There's an older woman who's like the church secretary.
Kenneth Moore. Crikey, it's got Kenneth Moore in it. Is that right?
I guess. It's set in the early 50s.
Hang on a minute. Father Brown, 2013. Father Brown, 1974. There's quite a few. It must be the more recent one that you were watching.
No, it's season one. We started with season one.
Sorry?
We started with season one, and it's on, no, I think it's on Amazon Prime.
No, listen to what I'm saying, Guy. There's a 1974 Father Brown series, and there's a 2013 Father Brown series.
Oh, okay.
So is the person who's Father Brown, it looks pretty modern, though, the actual filming, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, that must be the 2013.
With Mark Williams is Father Brown.
Creator stars Mark Williams. Yeah. I've never seen Father Brown.
Okay, it's a fun show to watch.
We'll perhaps have to watch it then.
Anyway, as you watch it, and maybe I'm just not remembering it right. There's a woman, an older woman, who is like the church secretary. Whose husband either left her or didn't marry her before he went off to World War I, because this is set in the 50s.
Okay.
Then there's a slightly, I think she's rich, let's just call her rich, woman who's probably
late 30s,
early 40s.
Well-to-do.
Yeah. Who... At various times, the things that she says makes us think that her husband is either dead or missing or something. And then she talks about him like he's still alive, even though you at least in the first season, you never see him. And both my wife and I were like, wait, I thought he was dead, but she refers to him as being alive. I don't know. It was very confusing.
Interestingly... it's a BBC program. Mm-hmm. I've gone onto the BBC iPlayer over here, and I can only get series 12.
So really?
You've got access. They have obviously sold that to
Amazon.
To Amazon or whomever.
Yeah, it's on Prime Video under their BritBox channel.
There you go.
Seasons 1 through 12.
Yeah, I can only get series 12. Interesting. But we'll watch that. We'll watch that series.
Okay. It's a fun series, you know, and again,
I quite like Mark Williams, so I'll enjoy it.
Well,
the
way that they set the murder up, it's pretty obvious who the victim is going to be. And then it's usually pretty obvious who the murderer is. So, you know, long before, you know, Father Brown puts everything together. But my wife and I, after watching many, 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 many episodes of... Midsummer Murders.
Oh God, yeah.
And a few other, you know, British programs.
You're detectivists, you are.
We are. I guess we kind of are, because we were like into other detective shows here in the US.
Columbo.
It's the double D rule. And the double D rule is dicks die. So whoever is the biggest dick, and it's He's usually dead. Pretty obvious who that is.
Does he wear a red shirt normally?
Or the double D?
Yeah.
No, not usually. It's just different things. But Double D's die. And
I was thinking about Father Star Trek Brown, the red shirt. For heaven's sake, guy, get a grip.
No, Double D. Big Dick. Or not. No, what did I say, Double D man again?
Oh, dear.
Whoever's the biggest dick dies. And it's with Father Brown, it's usually pretty obvious who it is.
Dick Dastardly that actually didn't murdered die. Him. It's just the fact that it was Double D.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, here you are trying to make sense out of things I say. 2009, Gaz. 2009, we've been doing this. When has that ever worked?
No.
Never. No. It never works.
I'm going to go and get a sharp knife and slit my wrist.
Don't do that. I'm going to go get something to eat. I haven't eaten today.
I think I'm quite hungry, actually, now. I'm going to go and see if there's any dinner on the horizon or whether I've got to make my own.